Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. Delaware game officials are hoping to capture that elusive black bear. It wandered into Wilmington yesterday morning before being chased out of town and into a wooded area. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
PA game warden Jerry Check, who joined the pursuit, got a good eye on the animal. He estimates it's a 200-pound black bear and is probably the same one spotted in locations in Delaware County the past several days. Game officials managed to hit the bear with a tranquilizer dart as it ran through backyards in Wilmington, but it apparently fell out, and the bear ran into a wooded area at Alapocas Run State Park, just outside of Wilmington.
Now they're using a trap loaded with day-old donuts and chocolate to try to capture the bear. Philadelphia City Council has banned the sale of flavored tobacco products in the city. The bill targets smokeless tobacco and similar products, except for cigarettes, the council believes are aimed at teens. It's been sitting on council's calendar for more than a year. And when the state passed preemptive legislation in 2018, it looked like it was dead. So it was a surprise when it was called up for a vote and passed unanimously.
Timing is important.
Sponsor Curtis Jones says the element of surprise was a strategy to keep lobbyists from working on his council colleagues to defeat the measure. He says council members who originally opposed the bill came around as council debated prohibiting the sale of flavored e-cigarettes in any store that allows minors. That measure also passed at this week's meeting. Well, some students are planning to walk out of school today for a city hall rally to bring attention to climate change. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Students are expected to converge on City Hall from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to take action against climate change. A similar rally September 20th drew several thousand young people to the streets of Center City. Philadelphia School District students who walked out during September's climate strike were hit with an unexcused absence. This time, though, the district is allowing students with a note from their parent or guardian to attend the rally.
In a letter to parents this week, Superintendent William Height wrote that in-school activities are being organized to let students express their views without walking out of school. Average global temperatures have risen by about 2 degrees Fahrenheit since the Industrial Revolution. Several families showed up at Lincoln Financial Field last night for what they thought was an interview for a tuition scholarship, followed by a holiday party. But as KYW's Antoinette Lee reports, they were in for a big surprise.
I was surprised because I thought it was a Christmas party.
Nicole Millsip is one of the dozens who came out to learn of their new look.
And when they said she was awarded a scholarship, I was like,
Each family in attendance learned that they won a random lottery for a four-year scholarship for their kids to attend grade school. Out of the several thousand applications, about 2,000 families are chosen.
The Children's Scholarship Fund Philadelphia will hold another drawing in March. Applications are still being accepted. The first ever Jewish New Media Festival opens this weekend at the National Museum of American Jewish History.
New media itself is this idea that's bringing together technology and art.
That's Kristen Evans with the Gershman and Philadelphia Jewish Film Festivals.
We have the ability now to share stories in a different way. And we've noticed a trend in people using Hulu and Netflix, listening to podcasts to share stories and to get information.
Over 2 days, there will be panels, workshops, and instructional sessions that let guests explore Jewish storytelling in the digital age. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.